What's good, podcast people? And I would like to welcome you guys back to another episode of the Small Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Farai. If you are new to the podcast, make sure to hit the follow button on Spotify and the follow button on Apple Podcast, or rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I don't know. I haven't been on podcasts in so long. I don't even know what the thing is anymore, to be honest. Golly, this is different, man. I've been gone for so long. But if you are listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, listen to it on Google Podcasts, SoundCloud has podcast now. That's how long I've been gone. SoundCloud has podcast now. Like, that's crazy in my head. But yeah, man. Yeah, you know, it's been a minute. It's been like, honestly, to be honest, it really hasn't even been that long. It's only been about since May. So what? God, that's 5 months. Yeah, it's kind of long. I ain't gonna lie. My fault. It's been a long time. And I guess I would have to like quickly say what happened between these 5 months. Honestly, there was actually a point in time I didn't even feel like doing this podcast anymore. I was just like, I am drained. But I just wanted to take a step back from it, try some other things out in life. And then it really, life got to a point where I was like, the only thing I want to focus on is going to work, gym, and relaxing. I didn't care about anything else. I didn't care about nothing else in between. Like, if you called me, you called me. Like, obviously, I'll call my friends and family. But after that, like, those 4 things, I did not care about. And I'm still kind of on that timing. I just added the podcast in because I'm like, damn, I really miss doing this shit, man. Like, my Sundays really used to be filled with just, you know, just doing podcasts, just talking my shit for the week and then not have to worry about it. You know what I mean? But hey, man, you know, it's been a minute. And like, honestly, I know I've said that, I don't know how many podcasts ago, how many episodes ago I said that, but like, I actually do like doing this. I really, truly do like doing this, even though I kind of just contradicted myself and said I got to a point I didn't want to do it anymore. But like, I really had to step back and just be like, man, I actually really do want to do this. So here I am, you know. So where have I been? I've been living life, enjoying myself. Some days were good days, some days were great days, some days were bad days, some days were horrible days. But I'm still here. Right. Okay, let's get into the podcast episode, because yeah, I'm not taking all that time rambling about life, because it wouldn't make a good podcast. As you know, this podcast, we talk about the bullshit that just happens on social media, just like pop culture news, basically pop culture, I feel like. Because wouldn't social media be a part of pop culture now? Or at least I get all my pop culture news from social media and whatever else, you know, goes on in the world. But anyway, to start off the podcast, just a little like quick little two quick little things, actually three, right? So I found out, what was it, 2 days ago this was announced, that Elon Musk owns Twitter now. And Twitter was kind of in an outrage that he owns Twitter. I don't get why. I don't understand why. Like, you would see that Elon Musk owns Twitter, I'm like, okay, cool, you know, he's like a trillionaire and it makes sense for him to own Twitter. Like, he could, like, he's a free thinker, quote unquote, whatever that means. And he's gonna, you know, he has money to do it. Like, I think he bought it for like $44 billion. Like, bro, if I had $44 billion just lying there and I wanted to buy Twitter, yeah, I would buy Twitter myself too, right? So he bought it, and for some reason people are like, oh my god, this is so bad. And I'm like, what is so bad about Elon Musk owning Twitter? I don't know if it's about his political views. I don't know if it's about whatever the way he thinks. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But like, everybody was acting like this is Armageddon, that he owns Twitter. And like, can someone tell me why this is a bad thing? Like, he's a billionaire. He owns Twitter now. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Like, billionaires always own some type of big thing that we all like to use, or teams we like to watch. Like, I don't get it. Is it, if I had to put money on it, honestly, if I really had to put money on it, it's probably because of his political views. And that's the problem with America, man. it's not a political podcast, but like, if I have to say the problem with America is everyone is way too political. Like I've met conservative people and I met liberal people. Like me personally, I'm on the fence. Like I have some conservative views, I have some liberal views, you know, human stuff. Like I, like, you know what I mean? But have you ever talked to a far is a liberal left, far left person? Bro, it's like you say the wrong thing, they're ready to harp on you. Like they're ready, like, no, we need this, we need that, blah, 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 blah. Like it's to the point I was asking this person that's liberal, I was like, okay, what's your most unpopular opinion? Like, what's your most conservative opinion? And I forgot what they said, but it was just like, all right, that's not really even that, like, crazy. I think, actually, now I remember, it was a death penalty. Like, something about the death penalty being legal or something like that. I don't know. I was just like, all right, cool, whatever. Like, that's not really anything crazy. Like, you see, it's just, I don't know. Elon Musk owns Twitter now. It is what it is. Like, I don't think this really changes anything. Like, he just owns it. So, let's just move on with our life. So I added this new segment to the podcast. I'm calling it Clown of the Week. So you already know this podcast comes out every day, Monday at, I think I used to put it out like at 6 a.m. But like I really wouldn't tweet it out until like 9, so like people would know about it. I don't know. I think I'm gonna put out like at 8 or something. I don't know. Something like that. But we have the Clown of the Week. And this is usually, it's like Donkey of the Day, bro. But like instead of Donkey of the Day, it's for the whole week, because like, bro, you're really messed up. Like, how do you do this to really messed up? But instead of one person, I got two people, and the second person, it's really gonna hurt, man. It really hurts. But my first clown of the week is Josh Primo. If you don't know who Josh Primo is, he was a point guard or shooting guard for the San Antonio Spurs. He was the 12th round first round draft pick, 12th pick of last year's draft, and 2 days ago he just got released from the team, or waived from the team. And we're like, first of all, when he got waived, released, whatever, there was like no report. They just said, hey, he got waived, you know, the story is developing. And we're just like, when I saw it, I was kind of like, okay, there's something that happened, because there's no way. You gotta understand, for people that don't watch sports, right, especially basketball, when you're a first round, I'd say 1 through 15 pick, you're pretty much guaranteed, you're almost damn near guaranteed in the league for at least four years. I can't name a player that was in the top 15, other than maybe a couple here and there. Somebody's probably gonna correct me, but like in the top 1 through 15 hasn't been in the league for at least 4 years. I promise you, I don't think you can really find that many players that weren't in the league for 4 years, and or just left. You know what I'm saying? I'm rambling. But so he got released, he got waived, and we're wondering, like, okay, what happened that you just got released? So Josh Primo on his Twitter releases a statement saying, oh, hey, you know, I'm just gonna take some time away from the team, focus on my mental health, blah blah blah, whatever. So we're like, oh, okay, it's his mental health. The Spurs, however, played the Uno reverse card and said, yeah, nigga, you thought like this is about your mental health. I mean, you definitely need to focus on your mental health, because what you were doing is crazy, right? So the San Antonio Spurs released that Josh Primo was exposing himself to multiple women, I guess, at like the Spurs facility or the Spurs practice, something like that. Like he was just exposing himself to multiple women. There's multiple allegations against them, and I didn't get to read the full story, but I saw that and I was like, damn, bro, you really thought you were just gonna like tweet that and get away with it, and then the Spurs were just gonna be like confirming, like, oh yeah, it's just a mental health. Hey man, my he got exposed, bro. He got exposed. So I don't know, I don't think he will ever get back into the league with this allegation, and this is like what, your second year, bro? That's tough, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I don't think he'll be back in the league at all, man. It's tough. But, yeah, so Josh Primo is a clown. I'm not gonna lie. My second clown of the week. It has to go to Tom Brady, bro. It hurts for me to say because that's my quarterback, bro. That's my quarterback. That is forever my quarterback. That man gave me 17, 18 years in a New England Patriots jersey, man. 17 to 18 great years in a New England Patriots jersey, man. I would wake up every Sunday ready to watch Tom Brady play, bro, in a New England Patriots uniform. I've seen the man when he was like in his 20s to when he got married, all the way to all the Super Bowls he won. He had kids, and now this man retired, right? And I was sad when he retired, but I was like, you know what? It's time for Tom Brady to retire. Then all of a sudden, he wants to unretire. And clearly that pissed off his wife, because now they're filed for divorce. Now they're divorced. And I feel bad. I feel bad for him, because, like, you know, I don't wish divorce on nobody, man. It sucks. Like, it looks like it sucks. I pray I never go through that in my life. I pray nobody I know goes through that in their life. But for him, it's like, Tom, you should have just stayed retired, bro. I don't know what you had to prove anymore. Bro, you're 45. Like, I get it. He wants to play until he's 45 and all that stuff. Like, I love Tom Brady. I do. He's one of my favorite football players of all time. One of my favorite athletes of all time. Right? But come on, Tom. Like, come on, bro. Retire. It's not worth it, bro. At this point, like, Tom, if you don't win the Super Bowl, honestly, you're the biggest idiot on the planet. I promise you, you're the biggest idiot on the planet. That's the only... honestly, if you do win the Super Bowl, that's not even a way to justify it. Because, like, he's just dumb, bro. Like, if you win, you won 8 Super Bowls, but you lost your family while winning an 8th Super Bowl title. And right now, they're, like, 3-6. So they're probably not even going to go to the playoffs. So now, you're not even going to go to the playoffs. You lost your wife. And all you have is yourself and 7 Super Bowl rings. That's tough. I'm not gonna lie. Like, you're a clown, bro. You're actually a clown. And I don't want to harp on... I guess I'm harping on him because, you know, it just happened recently. Like, he just got divorced, like, literally, like, 3 days ago. But, like, come on. We all thinking the same thing. We all thinking the same damn thing. Like, you know he's a clown. You know he's a clown. Like, bro, like, really, football? Like, come on, bro. Come on. But yeah, man, those are my two clowns of the week, man. It was a little bit long, sorry, but Tom, man, that one just hurt to call you a clown, but you know, you're just a clown, bro. You're actually a clown. But hey, moving on, man, let's get into the actual shit of the podcast. I got like three topics here to talk about, three quick topics, and then, you know, at the end, I talk about, like, you know, video games, anime, music, what I'm watching in this world, what's going on in life, stuff like that. But in pop culture news, right? Kanye West, and anti-Semitism. I think I said it right. But with Kanye, man, I am a big Kanye fan. A huge Kanye fan. That man made 808s and Heartbreaks. That man made Graduation. He made College Dropout. He made The Life of Pablo. Oh my god, The Life of Pablo. No more parties in LA. Come on, bro. With Kendrick? That shit was fire, dog. But hey, man. Enough's enough, man. I can't defend this man. What he says, the stuff about George Floyd, the stuff about Jewish people, man, I can't defend it, bro. I just can't. Now, I wasn't able to watch all of the Drink Champs podcast or all of all these other things he's been spreading around. I've been hearing I've seen like the clip of what he said, and like, bro, like, it's just, oh my god, man. Now he's getting dropped by Adidas. He got dropped by Balenciaga. Gap dropped him. He got escorted out from Skechers. This is ridiculous. But I would say this about Kanye, man. I'll definitely say this about Kanye. Kanye is, things about Kanye, he's a hard man to quote unquote cancel, because if you know Kanye, if you followed Kanye since his beginning, he's always said, hey, I'm gonna do this, and he's gonna do it. Like, nothing will ever stop Kanye. He will do something when he feels like doing something, you know what I mean? And the problem with society, right, I'll say me, because I'm part of society too, is you know, all this is happening right now, blah blah blah, right? I never bought a pair of Yeezys in my life. I never bought any of his clothing in my life either. But when that man says, hey, I'm dropping an album on this day, you best believe I'm staying up until 12 midnight to listen to the album. I have to. Like, I just have to. It's too much now. I just have to, bro. Because it's Kanye, bro. It's still Kanye at the end of the day, man. Like, how? It's just, like, I don't side with him when it comes to, like, the views and everything. But, like, on the music, bro, I can't just drop the music. I can't drop the music, bro. I can't. And Spotify. Shout out to Spotify for not dropping the music. Because, like, they know, like, oh my god, excuse me. They know, like, he can't do that, man. He just can't do that. Like, he can't do that. That's all I'm saying, bro. He just can't do that, man. This man already lost, like, $4 billion. That's his only stream of income. Unless all that money goes to, like, Def Jam or something. And he gets, like, pennies on the dollar for that, for his music being streamed. But, what was I with this? Yeah, man, I can't defend Kanye. I still gotta watch more and more of, like, what he's saying and what is going on with him. But, like, man, another thing is, we can't use the excuse that his mother is gone. But I will also say, it does play a part, but it's not the full story anymore. It can't be the full story. It's not 07 anymore. It's damn near 2023, bro. Like, we can't use that story no more. No one can use that story, bro. He just needs to get help. He needs to take his meds and move on, bro. And just focus on the music again. Don't we love Kanye when he's just focusing on music? Remember the how many beats? Like, 5 beats a day in the summer, was it? It was like, yeah, 5 beats a day in the summer, bro. And then there was a one summer he produced his album. No. It was the one summer he did, yeah, him and Kid Cudi's album, because they did a collab album. He did Pusha T's album, he did Nas's album, then Tiana Taylor's album. Bro, 4 straight albums for a whole month, all produced by Kanye. Those were all fire. Bro, Nas revived his career because of that album that he dropped with Kanye. He literally revived his career. Bro, that album was fire. I miss that Kanye. I don't want presidential, I'm a free thinker Kanye. I don't know what free thinker means anymore. Why do all free thinkers think the same, bro? What is this? They all have the same views, huh? I thought it was supposed to be free, my guy. I don't get it. But Adidas also said that they're gonna sell Kanye's design. And I mean, at first I thought there was, like, a lawsuit there, but after further review, they own the design of Yeezy. They don't own the name, but they own the designs. Some designs, not all of them. But so yeah, that sucks for Kanye, man. But if I have a prediction for Kanye, man, he's probably gonna make his own brand. People are still gonna buy it. And then probably sometime within the next 3 months, he's gonna announce the album and say, yeah, I'm back. Album's coming out like March, let's say March 13th, right? And then boom. I don't know if that'll make people love Kanye again, but, you know, it'll put him back on a good side, at least for a little bit. But speaking of music, Rihanna is back dropping music. She just dropped a song called Lift Me Up for the Black Panther soundtrack. And my question for the Black Panther soundtrack, why didn't they bring back Kendrick? Cause, like, remember the original Black Panther soundtrack for the first Black Panther with Kendrick, bro, and he had all those artists, bro. That album was fucking heat, man. That album was fire. I still bump that album because it was that good, bro. So are they doing the same thing for this Black Panther album? Because I mean, Rihanna's the only like single that's been released, and I feel like there might be another song released this Friday coming up. I hope so. I mean, Rihanna's song was amazing too, but I'm trying to figure out like what's the soundtrack looking like, man? Because I mean, Rihanna's already on it, so like this is fire off the bat. But like, is it gonna be like a Kendrick thing again, like Kendrick featuring other artists, or is it gonna just be like one big collaborative album now? Because I ain't gonna lie, if they didn't bring back Kendrick, I'm not gonna lie, the first Black Panther album is probably the best one off the rip. But then again, I don't know what the soundtrack looks like, so I can't really speak. But her song, bro, if you saw the music video, bro, she was hitting the vocals, man. She was hitting those notes, man. I was like, bro, Rihanna, welcome back to music, man. When are you dropping the album, girl? Damn. It's been, bro, I'm still bumping Anti like it just came out yesterday. I Anti fire though, like kiss it better, bro. That's my song right there. That's my song. I love that song, bro. That's my favorite song. But hey, man, like it's good to have Rihanna back, man. Even though she just had a kid, that kind of just goes to show how expensive kids are, because like she literally had a kid like 2 months ago, bro, and she's already back making music videos. She's performing at the Super Bowl in February too. Damn, is having a kid that expensive, bro? Jesus is Lord, because God. But Rihanna's back, man. I'm so happy she's back. I hope she has another song on that album, hopefully. And I hope she just drops more music, man, because bro, it's, like I said, it's been a minute since we got some Rihanna music, man. We need it for the streets, man. I need to be hitting high notes in my car for no reason. The terrible high notes too, not even like the good ones, but like you know. Hold up, let me get some water, man. I've been talking to Don for 22 minutes straight. Oh my God, Jesus. Like I said, man, it's good to be back on this podcast, man. It's so good. It feels so good to be back. I feel like I'm in like my, was it, I don't know if you ever watched, if you watched Soul, remember that scene? The flow state when like you just doing something and like you just in a rhythm. Like I feel like I'm back up like I never left, bro. I'm just getting right to it, going straight through the episodes. Maybe I'm talking a little bit too fast too. Maybe. Should I slow down my talking like this? Okay, the next topic on the podcast is, I tweeted out a couple of days ago, I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm talking like that, but the next topic on the podcast is, I tweeted out a couple of days ago that Atlanta is the best Black TV show of all time. Obviously, it got no retweets, no likes, so I guess people didn't like what I said, but I'm sticking by it though. Atlanta is produced by Childish Gambino, or we calling him Donald Glover now, or are we still calling him Childish Gambino? I still call him Childish Gambino. I don't know. I like Donald Glover, but like Childish Gambino, I know him as Childish Gambino, right? So it's produced by him, and man, I've been watching it since the trailer came out for it, like way back when. What was that? I was like my freshman year of college or something, 2016, 2017, when I first saw the trailer, and I was like, yeah, this is a great idea, I'm definitely on it. And that's when, I think that's the same time Little Dicky started the TV show too. What happened to that TV show, man? I think I watched the first episode, I didn't pick back up on it, but like, I feel like I only had like one, two seasons, and they just dropped it. Then again, Little Dicky like fell off, but at the same time, it's like, damn, like, I thought the show was kind of good. Like, I liked where it's going. I just didn't really pick it up because I was watching Atlanta. I don't know. Shit, whatever. But, yeah, Atlanta, bro. Like, the acting, the... What is it called? What type of comedy is it? It's called the... It's on the tip of my tongue. It's like the dry comedy. The dry comedy is so funny, bro. It's so funny. The concept of every episode, how it like ties into the story or like the lesson it teaches while still giving that comedic value. at the same time, like I said, the writing, the acting, the production, the cameos, you got Soulja Boy in it, you had the Migos at a point, you had Cat Williams. Like, bro, it's just like the whole show is just hilarious, bro. Like, I feel like everybody should watch this show. Once this show has like two more episodes left, then I'm pretty sure it'll be over, right? Once this show's done, I'm gonna sit back and rewatch it again, because this show is too funny, bro. And you see like the growth of it every season. It's so good, bro. It's so good. Like this last episode with the Disney CEO, that shit was hilarious, dog. How they're trying to explain how black people adopted the Goofy movie and how Goofy and Max are black and everything. Yo, it was hilarious, man. It's hilarious. He made this whole character, the black CEO of Disney. I don't know if he was real or not, but hey, man, it was just funny, man. It was so funny. And it's like, it really made me sit back and I was like, damn, like Childish Gambino, he's really a genius, bro. He's really talented. He really does this. It's really sad that it's only going on 4 seasons, but in my opinion, like Game of Thrones, for example, Game of Thrones was good from season 1 to about like season 6. Season 7 was kind of like shaky, and then season 8 was just like, yeah, nah, this ain't it, bro. This is not it at all. So in my opinion, TV shows after 4 or 5 seasons, yeah, cut it loose. Do not go past 4 or 5 seasons, because once you get to like the season, unless you're like a Family Guy or like a South Park, Rick and Morty, you know what I mean, if you're like a sitcom, bro, do not go past 4 or 5 seasons. That goes for any show, honestly. Any show, do not go past 4 or 5 seasons, because it's just not worth it, bro. You're losing the audience now, because it's like, okay, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe even like a little bit shaky, but usually season 5 is where you start to see the breaks. The only show that I didn't see the breaks after season 4 or 5 was Office, because after Michael left in season 7, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched The Office at this point, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but once Michael left, like mid season 7, or like towards the end of season 7, that's when that show fell off. To me, I still watched it because it was still like good enough. It was still good, but it wasn't like once like that missing piece. Like Michael was that missing piece that just was gone now, and I missed that. But hey, man. Yeah, Atlanta's the best black TV show of all time. I mean, I love, I've been watching Abbott Elementary. I think it's up there too. Abbott Elementary, even though it's in like season 2. Abbott Elementary is hilarious as well. It is one of the funniest shows I've watched. Obviously, Fresh Prince is up there. Martin's up there. I didn't watch Living Single. I didn't really watch A Different World. I know. Well, how do you call yourself black if you never watch these shows? Like, bro, shut up. No one cares. Like, watch Atlanta and try to tell me A Different World is better than Atlanta. Talk to me. All right, talk to me. Watch Atlanta. Once season 4 is over, the series finale. Once the series finale passes, watch Atlanta from beginning to end and try to tell me A Different World is better, or any of these other shows you try to put up against Atlanta, because it's not. The only debatable one is probably, as honestly, Fresh Prince and Martin. After that, and I'm pretty sure they had their own cracks at some point. So, bro, like, bro, people always want to say something about stuff. Like, people always got opinions on some bullshit. Like, this is a little bit off topic, but like, I'm tired of like people just saying stuff to say stuff. I genuinely believe Atlanta is the best black TV show of all time. But like, bro, you got people talking about the 90s and all these shows, and I'm like, bro, Atlanta's better than that. I'm sorry, it is. Like, a lot of shows had like the same formula, in my opinion. Almost damn near the same formula. I'm not really gonna get too deep into it right now. Might have to do a little bit more research, because some shows I really didn't watch like that, but at the same time, I feel like they all had somewhat of the same formula. That's just me, though. Right? Oh, my God. I've been talking, right? I've been wanting to get shit off my chest. Goddamn. But yeah, let me also say this as a side thing. This is not even on my notes right now. This just actually just popped up in my head. Can we stop? Let me talk to black people, man. And more specifically, let me talk to my black woman, man. The black queens. Please. Yes, black men like you, bro. They do. There are black men out there that like you. You may just be looking in the wrong place, right? You just might be looking in the wrong place. I'm sorry to tell you, you just might be looking in the wrong place. The guy that you see across the room may not like you, but the guy that's not even in your peripheral vision, the guy that's looking at you while you look at him, he probably likes you. He most likely likes you. You probably just won't give him the time of day. Now, I'm not a guy with the podcast that's talk about men and women. I don't give a shit. Men versus women. Men ain't shit. Women ain't shit. You know, humans ain't shit. Like, we're human. We're both human. We ain't shit. We've done terrible things to the planet. Well, maybe not my people in general, but like, you know, we ain't shit. So, can we stop going on Twitter? I hate going on Twitter. I hate going on TikTok and be like, men want to do this. Men can't do that. Men used to go to war. Men used to do this. Men used to go that. Well, a woman shouldn't, a woman shouldn't, I don't give a shit. Who are you picking for tonight's game, bro? Do you got the Patriots or you got the Jets? Shut up. It is Sunday. I don't care about what a woman did today or what a man did today. You trying to watch football? You trying to watch Anderson Silva and Jake Paul fight? Box? Even though Jake Paul is probably going to win because Anderson Silva is not a boxer? Like, God, what are we talking about? Like, can we have actual productive conversations on Twitter instead of just, oh, well, you think black men like black women still? Like, what kind of dumb question is that? Do you read the stats? Like, 80% of black men are married to black women. So what are you talking about? It's just, can we stop, bro? Can we just stop? Like, have a healthier debate. Like, who would win in a versus? Usher or Chris Brown, bro? That's a healthier versus. That's an actual debate I could participate in. It's going to get a little bit toxic because, you know, people have this weird, weird obsession with Chris Brown. It's like, to the point with Nicki Minaj and all that other shit and Beyonce and everybody, but like, that's a more healthier debate in my opinion, unless you really piss off the fan base. After that, hey man, you're in no man's land. They're gonna be leaking your address, your work. They're gonna be taking money out your bank account, all that shit, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I can't help you there, bro. But yeah man, like, we just gotta stop having those stupid ass conversations, dude. It's so dumb. But like, you know what's a great conversation, man? Gaming. Now, video games, the past 5 months. Honestly, gaming was dead for the past 5 months. I mean, we just got Overwatch 2. Overwatch 2 was cool. I played a little bit of it. It was cool. I had fun with it. I was chilling. I'm a gamer. I mean, I'd be playing by myself. Bro, if you want to play, bro, I got PlayStation. I got PC. I got Switch. Shit, I even got the PS2. You want to play? Let's play, bro. Hit me up. I'm being serious too. You listen to this right now. You trying to play like COD, 2K, some bro, hit me up. I'm being dead ass. 100% dead ass. Cause I be bored sometimes. Like, I just be playing, I don't be saying nothing. I don't be going on the mic, nothing. But shit. But yeah, on a gaming side, right? Bro, that new Call of Duty came out this weekend, the Modern Warfare 2, 2022, I guess. This one's called, because there's already a Modern Warfare 2 from like 2009. This COD, man. Bro, I'm fucking with the COD, man. This COD is kind of fire. I'm not going to lie. I'm having fun with the multiplayer, bro. I've been playing, bro. It came out Thursday night. I bought it Friday afternoon. Friday evening, I guess. For the whatever, right? Friday evening. Came home. Cleaned, bro. Cleaned a little bit, cooked some food. I think I played it at like 9:30. I was on that bitch until 2 a.m. I, sw- I swear to you, I was on that bitch until 2 a.m., bro. Just straight playing multiplayer, bro. Because I was just having so much fun, bro. I was just playing, like, just shooting, you know, people. Bro, people are seeing the hard R and everything. Like, I'm like, yo, Call of Duty is back, man. Bro, it feels like, if I don't know if it's just me, but, like, let people know. Like, let my, like, my gamers, let me know, bro. Is it me, or does it feel like 2011 again, or 2010? Like, bro, you could play 2K, and then when you get a little bit bored of 2K, you hop on Call of Duty on multiplayer, getting toxic a little bit. And then if you get bored with that, you can play some Overwatch or something, even though Overwatch wasn't out back in 2009. But like you understand what I'm saying? Like, and both 2K and COD are actually good. For the first time in a long time, they're both good games. Like, I'm not bored with 2K at all. I still be playing the part here and there. I've been kind of playing more of, like, my career and shit. But, like, I've been playing games. Like, I've been playing COD and 2K at the same time. It's fun, bro. Even though COD right now, I'm damn near level 30 at COD. So I was going crazy this weekend, I'm not gonna lie. Even after this pod, I'm gonna be playing COD. I ain't gonna lie. But yeah, man, it's. And there's so many new games coming out, bro. There's so many new games. I love this time of the year, man, because that's when the good games come out, bro. Like God of War. God of War comes out on that November 9th, bro. God of War Ragnarok. Kratos versus Thor, man. If you played God of War 2018, bro, that ending scene when Thor pulls up to your house. And he starts with, you see the hammer and the lightning right next to the hammer. And you see Kratos and Atreus like, oh, this nigga wants smoke because you just killed his two sons. Oh my God. I cannot wait. Bro, I'm buying that. I'm buying that literally right after work. I think it comes out, shit. I think it is November 9th. And I think November 9th is... I want to say a Wednesday. Yes, it's a Wednesday. Don't give a shit. Right after work, I'm going straight to GameStop and I'm buying God of War. GameStop, Target, whoever got God of War, I'm buying it that day. I'm playing it that day. Don't give a shit, bro. Because I just beat God of War this past like 5 months ago, 6 months ago. I've been waiting for this game, bro. I'm ready to whip Thor's ass, bro. Man, it's gonna be great. And then I think December or January, that's when for all my Harry Potter heads, Hogwarts Legacy comes out, man. Oh my God, you get to make your own character, put them in whatever house you want. You get to take the test. They have you take a test, bro, and they will sort you to the bro. You get to pick your own Patronus, your own wand, your own animal, all that, bro. That game is gonna be fire too, man. And then you got Spider-Man next year, Spider-Man 2 with Miles and Peter Parker. Then you got a Wolverine game coming out next year. Oh my God, bro, video games are back, man. They're back. They're coming back, bro. They're making the biggest comeback. 2023 is gonna be crazy for video games. So ladies, you got a man that loves video games, bro, you're just not gonna see him. I'm sorry, but you should be happy he's inside enjoying his life playing video games. It's not a problem. If you want to hang out with him, hey, when he's playing God of War, go watch God of War. God of War, like playing God of War is like a movie, bro. I swear to God it is, because it's just like you following the story, you're so intrigued. It's really good, man. And I can't wait for the game to come out. I can't wait for it to drop, man. Along with these other games, COD and 2K are literally like giving me life right now. And then I still gotta buy FIFA. I still haven't bought FIFA yet, but when I get there, I'll get there. But hey, man, like I said, gaming is back. I'm happy. I'm excited. Moving on, anime. So Chainsaw Man came out 3 weeks ago. So far, it's good. It's good. I fuck with Chainsaw Man. I like where it's going. I haven't watched episode 3 yet, and episode 4 comes out on Tuesday. Hopefully, yeah, I might watch it tonight too. I might watch that tonight. And the same thing with Bleach, the Thousand Year Blood War arc. Bro, that first episode of Bleach coming back. Oh my god. When this man invaded to grandpa's, this grandpa's on the station, and he killed like about a hundred Soul Reapers. Crazy, bro. Crazy. Sorry if that was a spoiler. My fault. I know it's still early, so my fault. And yeah, so Bleach, man. Bleach is back, man. And think of Bleach, man. When I watched it during the pandemic, I liked it. But to me, I feel like people kind of overhyped it. I don't know. Like, it's good. But, like, I feel like after, okay, if you watch Bleach, right? After Aizen tells the Soul Reapers, oh, yeah, like, I tricked you, blah, blah, blah. After that moment, after that arc of, like, Ichigo getting into the Soul Reaper Society and all that stuff happens. All that filler, and then leading up to when they have the big fight, the big war and everything, it was kind of like lackluster. And then after Ichigo fights Aizen, the rest of it is just like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was just a waste of time. I could literally sit here and say I didn't even really like finish Bleach like that, because after the Aizen fight, I was kind of like, there's no point of watching this anymore. There is no point of watching it. And everybody was like, yes, there. I've talked to people about it. I'm like, should I continue this? And they're like, nah, like, there's no point of watching it. Save yourself time and just don't watch it. You can literally watch a recap on it and you'll be like, yeah, I didn't miss anything. Watch your recap, didn't miss shit. So in my opinion, out of 10, the original Bleach is a 7, but the way this 1,000-year blood work arc is, and everybody's telling me, yo, this shit right here is gonna be fire. So far, I'm impressed, bro. I ain't gonna lie. And same thing with Chainsaw Man, bro. I'm impressed. I'm not gonna lie. And I also been watching My Hero Academia, season 6 now. But with My Hero, for me, I already read, like, I'm already caught up in the manga, so I already know what's going on in My Hero, and I'm really watching it because I like watching shit being animated. The same thing with Demon Slayer right now. I'm literally reading Demon Slayer as we speak, and I know Demon Slayer's manga almost pretty much done, or it is done, but I literally already read past the next season. I'm at a point in Demon Slayer, I'm like, yeah, this shit turns up. Like, every season of Demon Slayer is going to be turning up. Same thing with My Hero Academia. What's going on in My Hero Academia, that shit, like, this season is going to be crazy. Like, I think it's already on episode 4. But this right here, this season, bro, the end of this season, by the end of the season, you're going to be like, this is probably the best season of My Hero Academia. I promise you it's going to be the best season of My Hero Academia. And then after that, it turns up even more. It gets even crazier. So I've been watching that. I've been getting back into the One Piece a little bit. I'm liking One Piece. But like I said, I'm only on episode 13, so I can't really like say much about One Piece yet. People always like, it doesn't really turn up until episode 40. You know, I'm gonna try to get to 40 episodes and see what happens. I don't think that makes it a great start, but You know, I'm patient. We'll get to episode 40 and see what's good. Yeah, after that, in anime, I'm thinking of starting Mob Psycho 100, because I know it's on season 3 now. I feel like starting that. And I want to watch Samurai Champloo. I want to start that too, because I heard that's really good. So yeah. That's it for the anime stuff. There's a lot of excitement there, both in gaming and anime right now. Music. I listened to Kodak Black album this past week, along with Rihanna's song. Kodak Black's album, I'm not the biggest fan of Kodak Black. Like, I fuck with his music. Like, I'm not staying up for his music. You know what I mean? But this album right here, I forgot what it's called. What is it even called? give me a couple seconds here. This album, Cutthroat Bill, Volume 1, like, from Kodak the Boss all the way to Spin, it's like one of the most perfect albums, especially for the gym. Like, that, bro, it be bumping. And that, even after like Spin and all that, all those songs, the other songs, like the other half of that album, it's really not even that bad either. Like, I was really like bumping. I was like, yo, Kodak kind of spitting right now. And I go, like, Kodak is a lyricist, bro. A lot of people may not think so, but he's low-key a lyricist. He be spitting, bro. And he just be having these like upbeat music, bro. Like, it's fire. I'm not gonna lie, it's actually a really good album. I genuinely like it. So hey man, if you need an album to listen to, I know, I mean, me, like, I like YoungBoy too. So like, YoungBoy is kind of like, he's kind of overrated, but like, I fuck with his music too, right? But if you need an album to listen to, right, listen to this Kodak album, bro. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. You would actually fuck with it. Like, even if you're not an avid Kodak Black listener, I'm not an avid Kodak Black listener. I'm not an avid Kodak Black listener, but I fuck with this album so much. It's so good. It is so good, bro. Listen to the album. Please just do one thing. Listen to at least like the first two songs on the album. I promise you, you're not gonna turn it off. I promise you. You won't do it. You won't. No balls. Anyway. Oh my gosh. Hey man. But damn. 46 minutes. God damn. I've been going off on this podcast, man. Like I said, I'm in my flow state, dude. But yeah, that's music, man. And I'm at the end of this podcast, bro. I have no more topics to talk about. This has been it's been good. I feel good, man. I feel good. Like, I feel good being back in like my chair, the mic, headphones on, talking, right? Just being able to just express myself, man. It feels good. It feels really good. I'm genuinely like smiling right now. It's bad, but I rarely like smile when I'm doing shit. But like right now, I'm cheesing like a motherfucker. This is fun, bro. I genuinely love finding topics to talk about, getting the most bullshit, getting my points across, and just, you know, just recording, man. I feel good, man. I like this. But that being said, hey, man, we're at the end of the podcast. I appreciate everyone for listening. Make sure to follow on Apple Music, Spotify. The YouTube channel will come soon. I'm going to be posting this on my personal YouTube channel at some point. We'll get there. But make sure to rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Make sure to follow the Instagram. I do have an Instagram for the podcast. It's at smallpod. It should be linked below. I don't even know what it's called anymore. It took me a little bit to re-log into the Instagram because I didn't touch it for like months, bro. Months on end. I forgot the login, everything. I had to hassle for that Instagram back. So best believe that Instagram will be in the description below. Business email will be below as well, linked. Yeah, you know, make sure, you know, enjoy your week, drink your water, you know, stuff like that. Call a family member. How about that? For the week, call a family member. Just have a talk with them, you know? And enjoy yourself, man. Enjoy your life. I will be back next week. And yeah, again, appreciate y'all for listening. And I will see you soon. Peace.